Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us, we've got Jeff Walker, vocalist and bassist of the band Carcass. How are you, Jeff?
I'm good, thank you. Well, only on my second cup of tea of the day, which is a travesty, but I'll survive.
Well, Carcass, of course, part of this year's Decibel magazine tour, which is running through April 13th. Carcass, The Black Dahlia Murder, Gorguts, and Noisome, a really great lineup. And Surgical Steel, it's the result of revisiting the music that excited you and Bill Steer as kids. That's what you guys have said. What do you hear differently in the music you loved growing up that maybe wasn't obvious when you were a kid?
You make us sound like musical pedophiles. I think maybe as you get older, you have a nostalgia for the past. And I think when we were teenagers, we were very hot-headed about what we liked and what we didn't like. And I think there's the possibility that we overlooked or forgot some music at the time in our haste to progress our own band and sound that, on reflection, we need to pay some service to and not just lip service. So, that's a problem with being my age now. Of course, there's great music around, but, you know, I tend to, and Bill's definitely guilty of this as well, of looking to the past rather than the present, you know, to get inspiration. Because music runs in cycles, as you well know, and I think we're of an age where we feel like we've seen it and done it and bought the t-shirt. And let's be honest, if you put me in a Asking Alexandria concert, people would probably think it's someone's father who's come to pick up their son or daughter. So
Full Metal Jackie with Jeff Walker of Carcass on the show with us. Let's play a tune off their latest record, Surgical Steel. This is Unfit for Human Consumption. That was Architects UK with Broken Cross from their new album, Lost Forever, Lost Together, which just came out this week. They will be returning to the U.S. for a co-headline tour with Let Live late April. It's Full Metal Jackie, Jeff Walker from Carcass. With us on the show, of course, Surgical Steel, the latest and amazing record from Carcass. And Jeff, when Carcass reformed, it was said that a new album was unlikely. Several years later, Surgical Steel is released and well-received. What aspects of the album have lit a fire in you to make you want to make more Carcass albums?
I think it's just unfulfilled ambition. I mean, as much as people have given us a positive response about this album, I don't necessarily share those feelings. I could still hear room for improvement. And that's the only thing that would drive me personally, is to better what we've already done. I mean, I've got that kind of competitive edge in me, if you like, or you might want to call it damn arrogance, but I think as a supposed artist, you should always be trying to better yourself. I can't be as objective as everyone else, even though I try to be, because I'm involved in the band, but I don't really consider anything we've done to be a classic or a great album, and I'm still searching to fulfill that self-gratification for myself, as selfish as it sounds, you know? So that's the thing that would drive me to make another album. And that's what I hear in Surgical Steel. I think it's good, but I don't think it's great.
Full Metal Jackie with Jeff Walker of Carcass on the show with us. Quick break, some Pantera when we return. Also, we'll have Josta's weekly pick from the pit and more. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Jeff Walker, vocalist and bassist of the band Carcass. And Carcass headlining the Decibel magazine tour in March and April. Jeff, what changes about the adrenaline rush of being on stage when you're a veteran of so many tours and shows?
I never feel it because I've probably drank too much Jack Daniels by the time I hit the stage. It's funny, me personally, I only get that kind of high or that rush when the gig's over, you know, because as soon as the intro tape comes on, it's heads down, let's go, and I'm kind of almost caught in a trance, and everything I do is almost an automatic, you know. I know musicians who, and even my own band, they'll say, oh, do you see that person in the front row and this person did this and the other? And to be me, I'm quite oblivious, you know, because I'm just in that zone doing what I do. Because I'm in my head's in quite an aggressive space zone, you know what I mean? So I don't have time to think. I'm very busy playing the bass, doing the vocals, trying to remember the lyrics in my senile, old, frail age. So, yeah, it's afterwards when you sit down in the dressing room If it's been a good show and you've had a good reaction, then yeah, you feel really good, and that's when I personally get the adrenaline rush. But it's hard for me personally. It's hard on stage because I'm just too damn busy.
Full Metal Jacket, Jeff Walker of Carcass with us on the show tonight. Quick break still to come though this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and we'll have Jeff pick a tune next. Full Metal Jacket, Jeff Walker from Carcass is with us on the show. And Surgical Steel, of course, the latest record from Carcass. Jeff, where do you hear the influence of Carcass the most? And what makes you most proud of the way Carcass has affected heavy music?
Well, there's some pride, some bitterness, and some kind of anguish. I mean, you know, we can be held responsible for the state of some modern metal because of the whole down-tuning thing. I mean, obviously, we don't claim to have invented down-tuning. But back in, you know, early 87 or late 86, we made the decision to down-tune our guitars to B. And most modern music you hear now, that's kind of become standard tuning. Now, luckily, we're such a long period in the past that we don't get the blame for this, for new metal and all that, because it's the bands that we inspired that kind of inspired all the new metal bands, so we don't necessarily take the blame, but... I hear and see a lot of Carcass influenced on what's going on. But to be honest, we're a product of our influences. I'm not trying to totally take the credit, because we just took other people's ideas, obviously, and embellished them. So we're just part of a series. We're like a link in a chain of what's happened in music historically, you know. But I think with Carcass, we absorbed a lot of different things. And we've managed to, not deliberately, or you know, but we've managed to pass it off as our own, and we're lucky in that Carcass is perceived as having its own sound, you know.
Full Metal Jacket with Jeff Walker of Carcass. Quick break. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week happens right after this. That was new music from Italian metalers Destrage. Their new album, Are You Kidding Me? No, is out now. That was Piranha. Full Metal Jacket with Jeff Walker of Carcass on the show. See them out on the annual Decibel Magazine tour that runs March and April. And of course, if you haven't already, I don't know what's wrong with you, but pick up the latest Carcass record, Surgical Steel. Jeff, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show, and see you out on the Decibel tour.
Thanks, Jackie. Thanks for your time.